NASA has announced a new opportunity for startup technology companies to get a head start. Daniel Lockney is Technology Transfer Program Executive at NASA headquarters. He tells Federal News Radio's Eric White how the agency hopes to give startups a boost.
There's a new initiative called Startup NASA, where we're offering entrepreneurs and engineers an opportunity to use NASA-proven, NASA-tested, patented technologies in commercial settings. And the thinking is, we have a lot of technologies that are available for industry. We don't know entirely how they're going to be used, how they could be used, but there are smart people out there who are welcome to use them. And what we're trying to do with Startup NASA is encourage that use and let people know that NASA has these different technologies available. And the two neat factors of Startup NASA are we allow businesses that are getting off the ground to maintain intellectual property rights right off the bat without having necessarily had to invent anything on their own, but they can secure a market share through the patent. The other element is that since these businesses are getting off the ground, a lot of times these high-tech entrepreneurs, you know, work out of basements, work out of garages, haven't raised any capital yet, and they're allowed this way to keep their money in their pockets and not pay anything up front. Patent licensing is usually a more expensive proposition than no cost.
Are there any specific types of patents that come to mind that you think could help tech companies trying to get their foot in the door?
Absolutely. We've got everything from new materials to sensors to medical devices, you name it. You know, NASA's work, you know, it's not just rockets. It's life support systems, it's energy storage, it's recycling facilities for our closed-loop environments so we can recycle air, we recycle water. It's different lights and mechanisms for food, plant growth, food preservation, you name it. But the fun part is we don't know how people are going to use these things. We had a fun startup company start about 2 years ago. We made an inflatable foam for a potential lunar habitat. And a small company took a look at it and said, you know, that's a neat concept. You could actually make furniture out of that, disposable, biodegradable foam furniture for something like a dorm room or a short-term apartment application. And so you could have a couch that ships in a flat box and inflates. So things like that we hadn't quite, we would have never anticipated. So it's going to be fun to see how people figure out how to use our technologies in new and unexpected ways.
Is there an opportunity for NASA to make money from companies that end up participating in the program and using these licenses?
Eventually, a couple years down the road, once the companies are successful, we'll be collecting a nominal flat and low running royalty rate. It's never really been a commercial endeavor for the government, though. You know, the money that we get goes into the hands of the inventors. We pay the inventors an award for having invented and created a successful commercial technology. And then if there's anything left over, we put it into R&D and continuing innovation.
Are there any restrictions for companies participating in the program?
First off, the companies need to be U.S.-based, and the manufacturing needs to be done in the United States. These are government-funded technologies, government-furnished technologies, and this program is entirely geared toward U.S. economic competitiveness. But then once the companies get formed and start selling and commercializing, we don't anticipate any real limits to it.
Any chance of this expanding to where companies already established could participate in it?
So we have an active and very prolific licensing program that works with small businesses and large businesses and has been ongoing for several decades. So we already offer licensing to established companies, and we're quite good at that. So we'll continue that activity, but those people usually have a little capital, and we like to collect some of that in order to reward and award our inventors. You know, so having the low-cost, no upfront fee license for established companies isn't something in the books right now. Right now, we're really targeting the high-growth opportunities, the companies that haven't even been formed yet.
Is there anything else that NASA's excited about from this program that you'd like to mention?
This is a great partnership that we have with a group called the Center for Advancing Innovation. that dovetails nicely with this startup initiative. And that's something we announced at the White House Challenge event this week. But it's going to be further developed and explained more coming up this winter. But it's a startup business plan competition where this company is for us going to analyze our technology portfolio and then run a competition to see who can come up with the best ideas for how to commercialize the technologies. And the winners are going to be going to eligible for cash prizes as well as seed funding from venture companies. So we're hoping to see some good results from that competition.
NASA seems to do a lot of contests and competitions. Is this the agency, you know, playing a new role to help the STEM industries rather than be the heart of the STEM industries?
Absolutely. In the prizes and challenges sector, we really are leading the government in new ways to get ideas rather than traditional procurements. And you'll see a lot of exciting prize opportunities coming out of NASA. We have difficult challenges, and when you set out a contract or you set out a traditional route, you're assuming that you know the right answer. And through prizes, you can ask a question, and who knows what type of response you're going to get. And provided it meets your requirements, you might have found a solution in a way that you hadn't expected.